Hey, Jimmy, we've talked with Michael Gamal before. Joey song. We talked about Freezing Man. We talked about the new way that the festival is going to be over multiple days in January coming up in 2025.
And we talked about spam.
And we talked about spam. We did.
Sure did.
But there's some new news. And right now, Michael Gamal of Joey Song, he is right here in the studio with us. Joey, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
I'm Mike. Joey was my son.
Oh, boy.
Take two.
Live radio.
Rocker, thank
Michael,
you.
Welcome back thank to you. Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, man.
Too many names here.
Yeah, it is.
And there's another name. You brought your son.
My son, Sam, brought the talented one with me, the one that can actually do stuff.
So, how are you doing, Sam?
Hi, Sam.
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
Welcome to Civic Media.
Well, Michael, you founded Joey Song, and for our listeners who may not know, briefly, what is Joey Song, and why did you start it?
So, we started it, I'll go with that part first. We lost my son, Sam's brother, to epilepsy back in 2010. He had suffered from a rare form called Dravet syndrome. So, we as a family decided there was something we needed to do. There was nothing we could do for Joe, but we could do something for the next family. Somewhere, somebody today was sitting in a neurologist's office and got a really bad diagnosis, and we want people to know that there's somebody out there fighting for them. So we use some of my connections from my ne'er-do-well past in the music business to put on a show here in Madison, and we raise money and try to give people hope.
That is awesome, and now it's growing into a weekend music festival.
Yep.
And you're using hashtag Freezing Man.
Yeah, so we've expanded it. The good news is, for anybody that's come, we have lots of great artists that join us. And every year people keep wanting to come back. The problem is the show was going longer and longer and longer.
Yeah.
We got a cease and desist letter from Bruce Springsteen that we were going so long that we were on his territory. So we expanded it, and we're doing full band shows the week leading up to it, and then the big all-star jam that everybody's in. So we had to come up with a name for it other than the Joey Song benefit. So we took Burning Man, and since we're in Madison in January, we turned that into Freezing Man.
That is apropos. Well, you know, you were going to bring in a guest tonight.
I was.
Which was Sarah Carlson. She's the director of Epilepsy Foundation of Wisconsin.
Yep.
And you guys have a special announcement regarding the Epilepsy Foundation of Wisconsin and Freezing Man.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
So everybody knows about CPR and first aid. A lot of people know what to do if somebody stops breathing in front of you and all of those stuff. We know what to do if somebody breaks their arm. A lot of people don't know what to do if somebody has a seizure in front of you, whether from epilepsy or any other cause. And so the Epilepsy Foundation has a seizure first aid training course. It's about 75 minutes. It's either online, in person, or you can do it with a live instructor so that you know how to recognize a seizure, you know what to do. It helps dismiss some of those old wives' tales, like stick a wallet in somebody's mouth, which is the opposite of what you're supposed to do. You can't swallow your tongue. You know, it shows you what to do and what to recognize. So we're working with Sarah and her team over there. And for everybody that gets their certification between now and December 21st or 2nd, I should have that memorized, and sends their certificate in, it's all on the Epilepsy Foundation website, sends their certificate in, they'll get a free ticket to the Saturday show. So our goal is to have 500 new people in southeastern Wisconsin certified to know what to do if somebody has a seizure in front of them. And we figure if we can dangle a cool rock and roll show in front of them and it makes people do it, then why not?
What a great cause and what a great idea to add that to your preparedness in this world, you know?
Right.
Did you take the course?
I did.
What are some quick little signs and what you should do?
Well, so a lot of people think epilepsy, they think of how you kind of see it portrayed in the movies, right? All the shaking and people drop, which is absolutely one of the ways. But epilepsy is a spectrum disorder in both what causes it and how it manifests itself. There's something called an absence seizure, which is just somebody staring off, but they can't come back. And a lot of people say, oh, Jimmy's spacing out again.
Typical.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I thought that might have some reference for you. So, or there's lots of other ways where it can be just little shaking. So there's lots of different ways. So the course teaches you what to recognize on stuff that we may have, as a society, said, oh, it's just Jimmy spacing out, or, you know, rockers hung over again, or whatever it happened to might be. Again, I don't know if that's a thing. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah.
Where did all the rocker whiskey go?
Yeah, it was here a minute ago. And so it teaches you what to recognize, what to do, and then how to be a calm presence for both the person having the seizure and everyone around in case people are panicking and all of those other things. So it walks you through all of those things.
Obviously, call 911, get help.
Absolutely.
Whatever you could do. But in the meantime, it sounds like, you know, really just observing and keeping calm yourself, and that's going to go a long way.
And recognizing what's really happening,
right,
and keeping that person safe, right, so that they don't hurt themselves, especially if it is one of those that a lot of people refer to as grand mal or tonic-clonic seizures where somebody is shaking and really has lost control. They could hurt themselves. So getting them in a place where they can be safe, and everybody will then calm down, and you can wait until help arrives.
So what's the action? Where do you go to sign up for this class? And what's that carrot you're hanging in front of people's face for doing so?
So where they want to go is epilepsywisconsin.org. And if you just put Epilepsy Wisconsin in your search engine, it'll get you there. There's a big button on there that says Joey's Song, and I think it says Seizure First Aid Training. If you click on that, it'll give you all of the details on what you need to do, but it's really simple. They have a self-guided course. You just click on that. At the end of it, you get your certificate. They have live courses online where there's actually an instructor that you can do it, or the Epilepsy Foundation will come out to your office or your business or anything like that and do it. Our goal is to get as many people certified as we can. Once you get that certificate, send it to tickets@joeysong.org. And again, all that's on the website. And within a day, we'll send you a link and you'll have your free ticket to the Saturday show, which includes the Goo Goo Dolls and the Bangles and the Go-Go's and Portugal the Man and Garbage and Cheap Trick and all those amazing things.
How long does it actually take to get your certification?
75 minutes to 90 minutes, depending on, you know.
Get certified, go have lunch, celebrate.
Yep. That's about it, and get a ticket and go see some rock and roll.
Now, how did you guys hook up with the Epilepsy Foundation in Wisconsin and Sarah Carlson?
Well, I had been actually part of the Epilepsy Foundation a few years ago.
Okay.
And so this has always kind of been in the back of my head as something to do. And I knew they had this training. And to me, having, as we kind of look out over Madison and kind of count all the people, if we knew that all those people outside of this window knew what to do, that seemed to me to be a pretty worthwhile thing. But the other thing real quick is, what we do tends to be very ethereal. Oh, we're doing epilepsy research in maybe 10 years. This is something that makes a difference tomorrow, right? Yeah. You know, the day after the show is over, you know, we'll be able to say there's 500 people now that know what to do that didn't. If we hadn't been doing this. So that's a very, and a lot of sponsors and donors want something a little bit more concrete. So we hope to do more with the Epilepsy Foundation. There's other things they do with kids camp and adult retreats and art therapy. And there's lots of other ways we can do that. And this is kind of our first dance together.
Michael, it's great to see you again. Yep. Sam, what's new with you? What are you doing these days?
Well, right now I'm at Beloit College. I study music right now, and I'm taking a fifth year right now, which means I get to focus even more time on music and not so much like the required studies to actually graduate. So,
what instrument do you play?
So I play guitar. I sing. I'm learning piano, and then also I'm learning drums right now.
He's one of those annoying people that can pick up an instrument and give him time and he figures it out.
So. What's your focus in music? Like, are you thinking more about teaching or performing or playing? What's your mode?
Yeah, well, right now I really don't know. Right now I'm kind of just having my foot in the door, trying to see if I like performing more, if I even like teaching, because I've taught little kids how to play guitar before. But right now it's just trying to figure everything out. And after this year is when I'm going to try to answer some of those questions.
What kind of music you like? What's your jam?
I'm really into like jam music, so like Grateful Dead, or now they're known as Dead and Company.
Yeah.
And then I also really like groovy kind of music, there's this band called The Parcels that's a really fun band that's from Berlin. So just kind of stuff like that.
You know, you're young, obviously Beloit College. How did you stumble across the Grateful Dead?
Yeah. So. It was actually John Mayer. John Mayer is my absolute favorite artist. And I just went for him because my dad was like, yeah, we have a couple of tickets. You should, you know, we should at least check it out. And I ended up going, and it ended up just being an absolutely fantastic time. And I just discovered them, and it's It's also the crowd too. Yeah. That really speaks to you too. That they just don't care how crazy they look or how they look or how they dance, all that stuff. So it's all that, it's that atmosphere as well.
The cool thing about the Grateful Dead and jam bands in general, it really gives you a lot of room to improvise and do your own thing and be your own thing on stage there. That's great. Congratulations to you.
You know, Jimmy, thank you so much. The real answer to the question of how to get into the Grateful Dead is good parenting.
Right.
That's how we got it.
Mike, you get a thumbs up, man. I know nothing about that topic, so I'm going to take your word for it, you know?
You know, that's funny because I first saw the Grateful Dead at Alpine Valley in 1982.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how I got my tickets? My mom knew somebody at the radio station. She got me tickets. You just made me remember that.
Yeah, and it led to this life that you're on now.
Oh, well, yeah, there was more than that, but okay, yeah, that'll work.
Just trying to keep it family-oriented here, Rocker.
We're trying.
Man.
Hey, we got to go. Thank you so much, Mike, for helping us spread the word.
EpilepsyWisconsin.org.
Joey Song, search for that, too. Get the information. Freezy Man coming this winter. Let's get some blankets jammed into the Jimmies on Max Inc. Radio. Words can cut so-